This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome to Hashtag Fatherhood with Bennett and Battle.
There's a water crisis. Water. Bennett and Battle here. Hashtag Fatherhood. There's a bunch of latex in the water.
Is that what the issue is? So I was kind of like driving around this weekend. I saw that there was a problem with the water in Philly. Mm. By the way, anytime there's any like national news involving Philadelphia, it's never good.
No.
Do you know what I mean? You see something trending, it's always like, I don't know. Four city blocks just blew up. The water's poisonous. Like,
lost the World Series. It's never good.
Some strange thing. All I could think of was like the Joker's plot in the 1989 Batman where he did something in the water or something like that. Nobody could use any cosmetics or drink the water. I don't know.
No, it's great. Yeah, I think, thousands of gallons of latex? Like a chemical...
like gloves?
I don't know.
What
I just saw latex. I'm going to Google it.
Something spilled... We probably should have looked this up before we started to roll tape on this. Something spilled in the water. One of the rivers, which we get drinking water from.
Uh-huh. But they say it's safe to drink for now.
Yeah, so what? Does the water have like a clock? Like a watch? Like, what do you mean? Like,
I think it's making its way to the water treatment plant. You know, it's still making its way to us.
So I know there was
a Baxter drinking water treatment plant.
I know there was a run on drinking water in the city, but I'm in the burbs, so I'm like, I don't give a shit. But then I didn't realize that I work in the city. I didn't put two and two together. So when I came in this morning and I'm making coffee here and everyone's like, you drinking the water? I said, no, I'm making coffee.
Same thing.
Well,
I'm drinking all the water. Yeah. I thought the beans would overpower it.
Water in the coffee. It's like, that's a good point, but isn't it filtered? Like, I don't know what the dishwashers don't work here. I'm pretty sure the water filters don't either. What are we doing?
I have no idea. All I know is that I'm in Cherry Hill and everyone's not stealing. They're buying all the water out of the grocery stores in Cherry Hill. Like, they're ransacking all the...
Yeah,
it's March 2020 all over again with the toilet paper, but this time with water.
Yeah, it's like Thanksgiving Eve. Like, just all the shelves are empty.
Okay, so the Coast Guard estimated about 8,000 gallons of latex finishing material was released into Otter Creek.
Okay.
Which leaks into the Delaware River in Bristol.
Okay.
Like, how does that even happen? Whoops. Here's 8,000
gallons?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's weird that the Coast Guard is putting... Wouldn't that be like an EPA or something like that?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I mean, who doesn't like a little latex in their water?
Am I going to die from drinking this coffee then or no?
They say it's safe for now. We're waiting for updates. We're taping this podcast on Monday, March 27th. They say the water is safe till midnight, and then we're going to wait for further updates. So they say, like, but you know
what happens at midnight? Is this thing like a mogwai? Is something horrible going to happen after midnight?
Well, I think they're testing the water periodically. So I think this update lasts till midnight. We'll see what further updates bring. But they even say you don't need to go out and buy bottled water. You can take the tap water like from your home. It's still safe. And you can, you know, fill pitchers with it and just store it until further notice.
Yeah. It's kind of like what you do before like a big storm. Like
right.
People would fill a bathtub with water.
Shut off shit.
Right. You just drink out of the bathtub.
I don't know what's happening. All I know is I got like an alert on my phone when I crossed the Ben Franklin on the way to work. When I crossed state lines, I got like almost like an amber alert. My phone started vibrating
and
giving me water updates.
Oh, okay.
A public safety alert.
I didn't get any of that. Maybe I'm not.
They don't care about your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's crazy.
Well, all right. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah. No, it's good.
I'm starting to feel a little weak, but I wonder if it's just a placebo, like a nocebo effect almost.
Yeah.
Because I'm drinking the water now and everyone's
like that too.
You're going to die.
Yeah. It tastes a little latexy. I'm the same way.
Dildo flavored coffee. All right. Well, that's fun. So happy belated birthday, by the way.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Thanks for coming out over the weekend. Yeah, good to see you. Good to catch up. Good to see Harrison. No, none of that happened.
I blew off some asshole's adult birthday party to go to my nephew's two-year birthday party. He's 2 years old now.
Well, good thing he'll remember that and he'll thank you forever for joining.
But it was when was the party? Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it was a shitty day outside. You wanted to have people out back like playing fucking bocce ball, and what happened?
Yeah, we spent like all this money to deck out the backyard, so it'll give us an excuse to do something in the summer too. So obviously we couldn't do in the backyard, so we went to a place called Craft Hall. It's right by Rivers Casino, like on Columbus Boulevard.
Oh, you came into the city?
Came to the city.
When did the when did the venue change?
Trying to figure that out, actually, while we were there. I think it's been a year, maybe, since the pandemic.
No. The venue for your birthday party.
Oh, when did the venue change?
When did you decide to tell all your guests, don't come to my house, go to
like
this
Tuesday
bar in the
or
city.
Wednesday of last week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because right,
it wasn't like morning of.
No. I saw the weather was going to be crappy, so we made that call early on, and we told everyone that was going to come. So we went to Craft Hall, which used to be Yards. I thought that's what you meant. They changed hands.
Oh.
Used to be the old Yards. Right by Rivers Casino. They share the same parking lot. So Craft Hall, they have a dog park outside. They have a playground inside for small kids.
Nice.
They have slides and Connect Four. Like they have it's all decked out. Pretty big place. Craziest shit I've ever seen in my life. If I were to see this place and see the kids at this playground before having a child, I would not have a child. It is the best form of birth. I swear to God, I've never seen anything like it.
As far as parents getting sloshed at the bar.
No one's watching these kids. These are the worst behaved children I have ever seen. I didn't know they made kids like this. Mm. And I think that playgrounds need to be divided like a dog park. You know how they have a section with like small dogs and the big dogs?
Yes.
Right? This was just come as you are, and 8-year-olds are just tossing toddlers out of the way like they're fucking nothing.
Oh my God.
It was, if I wasn't there holding Kira's hand, going up and down and helping her down the slide, she would have been trampled. It was like a bunch of wild warthogs running around. It was scary bad. I yelled at two kids within 30 seconds of being there.
The Hunger Games.
It was the Hunger Games.
Was it a brewery?
A brewery, yeah.
Brewery with a place for... So this is like the McDonald's has the play place.
Right.
This is that
but
idea
it's in a Big
on
Mac,
steroids.
People are getting wasted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in theory, it's a pretty good idea. I was like, oh, okay, well, Kira will have a blast and we'll be right there hanging out and like, you know.
That's a good idea.
Right.
Yeah.
But the thing is, none of the parents are watching the kids even a little bit. And these kids are hopped up on, I don't know what. I've never seen kids act like this.
They don't have to be hopped up on much. If they're someplace new, they see other kids, they're just going to go crazy.
Yeah.
I think that's just the age.
It was like Dawn of the Dead, you know, like they're just like foaming at the mouth and they're throwing elbows. They're cutting lines. Like I saw like children younger than Kira just being swarmed and like surrounded by these bigger kids. It was wild, man. Wild. And Kira didn't want to leave. Like she wanted to stick it out. And I'm like, Kira, I can't spend another 30 seconds.
How long were you there for?
Well, we were there for a few hours. Like we had a table, you know, we had reservations and, you know, we got to eat. So once we pried Kira out of the playground section, she was okay. But That place was madness. Never again. I couldn't wait to get the hell out of there.
Well, thanks for the heads up. Was this during
a great endorsement for the spot.
I assume it's during the day you went in the afternoon?
Yeah, we went at like 4 o'clock, you know, after Kira's nap. We went over there and I think we stayed till like 6 maybe. And then Kalina took Kira home and then we went to Rivers Casino. Yeah, it was good times.
Okay. Yeah, so you just went out with the rest of the party.
Yeah, I had to get the hell out of there. And Kalina hated it too.
Kalina went home with the kid.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's probably frowned upon to have Kira at the blackjack table. Although I thought about it.
Did Kalina come back out?
No. She stayed home. She stayed home.
All right. And you stayed out.
Yeah. She had her fill because, you know, after I took Kira to the playground, Kalina then took Kira later on to the playground so she could see what I experienced. And she hated life too. Like, no one has ever seen what we saw before.
Was it a calmer vibe at the casino?
Yes.
At 2 in the morning than it was at the kids' playground brewery.
At the roulette table than it was at this craft hall.
Wow.
I feel like you need to experience it. You just need to see.
Well, you're not really selling me on it.
But I just need you to see the horror of these children.
Yeah, I don't like
nonsense. Is this what our kids will become?
I don't know. I think that if you boil things down to, you know, think of how this is the George Carlin thing again. Like, think of how dumb your average person is and then realize that they're average in the middle here, that half the population is dumber than that person.
It's true.
And most of them are probably reproducing. So you have these idiots having kids and then the kids are going to be idiots because their parents are most of the time.
Yeah.
And they're not watching the kid. They're just getting sloshed on IPAs in the bar at this place, which you're supposed to. The whole design of it is to what you did.
Right.
It sounds like a good business model, but you have to watch the fucking kids.
You have to watch your kids. So I would have a beer and then be like, okay, Kira, you want to go out and, you know, we'll go to the playground. Like,
yeah.
Rinse and repeat. And then you come back.
You take
turns. You get some air.
You
go get some food. Right. Yeah. Exactly. But these kids were not attended to. They didn't care. Like, it was wild.
Wow.
Like, I have PTSD.
Yeah, I could see you like rubbing your temples right now, thinking about it. Your eyes are open, staring off into space. I feel bad.
It was rough.
Well, I'm sorry I missed it.
If it was like a weekday and like there was like maybe 2/3 less people. Also, it was Saturday and it was raining. So like everyone, I think, had the same idea. It was
get somewhere indoors. Let's still try to have some fun somewhere. But we have to do it indoors. There's fewer places to do that. So we got to go there.
Good in theory, bad when you actually.
Now, just bratty kids. Or just unsupervised, they realize they're unsupervised, so they're just going to act out a little bit.
That's what I'm curious about. Like, our kids are in the cute phase, like the cute stage, right? Like, they're 2 and, like, they're adorable. Everything they do is cute. When do they turn into these monsters?
It's the nature versus nurture thing we keep talking about. Were they born a bad egg?
I don't know. Some of them are.
I think most of them are just, you see. If you have shitty parents, you see shitty mom and shitty dad doing something shitty, then you're going to become probably a shitty person unless you have the wherewithal to realize that it's bad.
We're trying to go down the slide. And so Kira is so like timid and shy, too. So like we're trying to go down the slide. She loves going down the slide. And we have these monsters like climbing up the slide, not allowing us to go down the slide. Then they're coming from all. Now they're trying to like beat Kira down the slide, too. Like they're coming from all angles. Like we were being swarmed.
Just like. You have to pay a bouncer at a bar, like
yes.
One's just at the top of the ladder to go down the slide.
They needed
like
security.
A dollar.
You know what? There should have been some people working the playground.
Yeah, but a brewery. What is their like? They barely make any money anyway, so they're not going to hire someone.
I know, but they got to think it all the way through. Like, there's not too
Dolph
many.
Dolph Lundgren with his arms folded at the top of the slide.
There's got to be something. I don't know.
Because they're relying on the parents to be parents.
That's,
and unfortunately,
that's
you can't
asking
rely.
Too much. That's
you,
asking too much.
It is. You can't rely on that. We, I mean, instead of going to your birthday party, which sounded like a blast.
It was a good time. You missed a lot.
We ended up going to my nephew's. This is why I couldn't go. My nephew was turning 2 and I, whatever. Nice food. Had a good little time. But the thing is, whenever you go to something like this, it's like, should I bring beer? And I don't like to ever
Where
show
was this? At someone's house?
Yeah, I was at someone's house.
Okay.
So you expect there to be like, you know, I knew there's going to be food because I was in on the food preparations and all that. Alcohol, like if I was having stuff at my house, there would be plenty of beer for like the dads and some booze.
For sure. But it was a dry party?
I feel like you never want to assume. So I always just bring beer no matter where I go.
Yeah.
Whatever. Good thing I did because there was no beer there.
So he was a dry 2-year-old part. Oh, man.
So, right.
You need alcohol.
Right. Yes.
You're going to need it.
So I immediately opened a beer and I was like, oh, yeah, you guys would have some, too. And that was it. I should have brought more than four because that was gone. So
I'm sure it was a hit because I'm sure people were like, I need to.
Oh, yeah. Battle's here. Yeah.
Thank God.
Bring your own, man.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, no. I feel like it's a must to have at least a beer or two. Take the edge off at a 2-year-old birthday party
before you even get
in the
car.
What else do you do?
Right. So other than that, it was great. It's just strange to me when you go to a whatever. It's fine. But the next day we went to this new like indoor playground that you'd see like Blippi playing around in or something like that.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't believe it was only like 10 minutes down the road from us. I'm like, we got to find one of these around here. And my wife found one. So we went.
What is it called? Do you know?
Chatter Splatter.
Chatter Splatter?
Something weird like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but there was no splattering. There was no...
No chattering?
Chattering.
No.
Just a lot of running around. And he had a blast, though.
That's awesome.
And most of the kids were really well-behaved, but there, to your point, there was like a group of moms that still thought they were like the hot, cool girls in high school. They were not.
Spoiler alert.
Let me tell you. And they just kind of used it as... It was very clicky. Because we had one woman asked me, when we put our stuff down, you got to take your shoes off and kind of go around and put his stuff down. And she goes, do you go to Chesterbrook? I just go, no. And walked away. I didn't know what she was,
nope.
Is that a school? Or maybe I didn't belong in that one table that was reserved for Chesterbrook Academy students. I don't know. But she was part of that clique. So then we felt like a little ostracized.
Mm.
Right. Not that I wanted to hang out with them, but it was definitely like the cool girl mom clique who then decided to stand around in a circle and talk poorly about their husbands. As I get the Doppler effect of that, walking in and out of the table area and decided not to watch their children. So we did have a little bit of that. Not like Lord of the Flies, like it sounded like yours was.
Yeah.
But we did have and this did not affect Harrison or Rumi, my nephew, or anything like that, because they had a fucking ball there. They had a blast.
Yeah.
And we can't wait to take him back there because he loved it so much. But there were like, why is there a 10-year-old just climbing up the toddler stairs to go down this slide and like shoving 2-year-olds
out of the way? No one's watching these kids.
Like, what are you doing, man? Like, and just kind of like staring at sitting at the dumb kids sitting at the bottom of the slide.
Right.
As other kids are coming down and just crashing into them. But nobody's watching them. And
no one cares.
What do we do? I feel like 50 years ago, you know, in my position, and a stranger's kid was just sitting there and nobody's watching him, I would have been within my rights to grab the kid and just be like, all right, get out of the way. What are you doing? You're causing problems. Kids are coming down, they're smashing in the back of your face.
Right. It's a hazard.
Right. I'm doing you a favor.
Right.
As well as avoiding my kid spraying an ankle on your back as he's flying down the inflatable slide.
Yeah.
But now it's like, Donnie! You know, you wouldn't, and I didn't touch the kid, I didn't say anything, and I was just like, all right, guys, let's get the fuck out of the way, you know?
Yeah.
I was kind of just doing that, but like in a, all right, guys, let's move, come on.
Let's keep it going, yeah.
Which worked, but.
I always feel that way, like, am I out of line for yelling at children that are not mine? We've talked about this before, and I found myself yelling at kids within the first minute of being there.
Well, you seem to go to playgrounds where there's a lot of bullies that are picking on you, and.
They're rude to me.
Other establishments that are, I don't know what the hell.
I don't know what 8-year-olds have against me, but I'm terrified of them. Nothing terrifies me more, even at 36 years old, than little bullies.
Yeah. Well,
it's scary.
We got to nip that in the bud, I think. It doesn't sound like the parents are, so that's where Michael Bennett has to come in.
Kicking
some ass.
And, you know, I yelled, but like then Kalina, like I said, took Kira back over, and I was like, I restrained myself physically from like doing anything. Kalina will smack a kid. That Jersey girl will come out. You know what I mean?
Well, you don't got that in you.
No. I was like, she does. I was like, these kids better, you know, stay in line.
Well, if somebody was going after, if we were at some like a grocery store and somebody was getting in my wife's face and my son is there or yelling at my son about something, who there's nothing to yell at my son about. Like he doesn't do anything. Not that he's an angel, but he wouldn't act a fool. He knows better.
We're
not terrible parents. We're not going to let him to like grab bags of flour and Wegmans and start spraying it all over the, you know, all over everyone. He would never do something like that. But let's say hypothetically he did and someone came over and started slapping him. I would probably knock the guy out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then I would tell him also that you shouldn't do that.
Right, right. I was close to throwing hands at these kids. I was close. I was like, where's your dad? Where's your older brother? I need to have some words. But yeah, no, it was fun. You missed out.
Yeah, well, I'll go to the next one next year, maybe. Three is not as a big of a deal, I don't think, is it? Because this is going to happen every year. Your birthdays are on the same day.
Yeah, who is this kid? Who is this kid?
It's
ruining my good time.
It's my nephew.
My God.
Well, you and I will have to go out separately, and I'll buy you a beer or something like that. You take an $80 Uber over to me, and I'll be sure to take you out for a Coors Light.
God, why'd you move so far away?
You moved to another state.
My God.
People who don't know the geography of Philadelphia.
Cherry Hill is so close to Philly. Collegeville's in a different country.
The eastern burbs of Philadelphia is New Jersey.
Yeah.
Because there's the city butts up right against the Delaware River, which apparently is now toxic.
Right.
We can't drink or swim in it. It's just over the bridge. Yeah. Obviously, just over the bridge is Camden.
15 minutes, door to
door.
You
do not want to live in Camden.
Right.
But you go outside of Camden, that's kind of where you live.
Yeah, 15 minutes, baby.
Cherry Hill.
You live like an hour away.
Voorhees, all that stuff.
Yeah.
15 minutes in and out. But you're getting nailed with the $5 to go in and out of Philly.
And taxes are high, too. Other than that, it's great.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
I would much rather live. It's all highway where I live. It takes
you
like 40 minutes
far
to get away.
How long does it take you to get here?
40.
Oh, God.
We live in a major city. What do you mean, oh, God?
40 minutes is too far away.
20 minutes.
By
the way,
minutes.
Your commute is short because you're driving into work at 3 in the morning. So you're doing morning radio.
Yeah, but like, it's not that much much longer during regular working hours.
Yes, it is. You've never driven regular working hours. You're going to go home after this and it's going to be noon. That's not rush hour.
It's close, baby. Collegeville, you might as well be in a different fucking country.
All right. So how's, good. I'm glad. So I want to be as far away from people as possible. We had an incident with teenagers. My first incident with teenagers. I want to tease before we go to the break.
Why are we around teenagers?
Don't worry. I'll tell you.
Interesting.
I'll let you know. And Kira's, you got a little thing. I'm spelling her name correctly now. You got a thing.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah. Well, we figured after 40 episodes, you might get my daughter's name right. Yeah, she just had her 6-month evaluation with early intervention. You know, we've been talking about her doing speech therapy, and homegirl's crushing it.
Nice.
It's good. She knows all the curse words. It's great. So we'll talk about all this next.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Battle, you are hanging out with teenagers. See, I have nothing in common with teenagers. You weren't hanging out with them.
I was not hanging out with teenagers. I don't like teenagers. In fact, I was reminded when this was happening that, and I told my wife this, I said, the only time I ever liked teenagers was when I was a teenager. And even then, I hated them. Especially girls. Teenage girls are a fucking nightmare.
High school was the worst time of my life.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I had fun, but, you know, dealing with I can only imagine it's way worse now because of social media and everything, and everyone's a narcissist now. But yeah, when you're a kid, teenagers suck because they feel like they can kind of pick on you. By the way, that always blew my mind. Like, I got the shit kicked out of me by like a 15-year-old when I was 10. That's a huge age gap.
It's a whole different weight class.
Yeah,
what's going on?
He was really small. We're about the same size, but you know, I was a bigger guy. What are you doing?
Yeah.
That memory just popped into my head. But so you hate teenagers. And once you're graduated from high school, you also hate teenagers. Because once you get into college, you're like, That's so high school.
Right. Like, right.
And then that keeps happening throughout life. A life lesson for you.
Thank you.
When you graduate college, you tend to look at people like, oh, fucking stupid college student. They get a, you know, they get a laundry card and they feel like they know more than everybody else.
Right.
When they know nothing, actually. So I got a heads up from my wife.
Uh-huh.
When my son went down for his nap, I came down back downstairs and she said, there's teenagers outside. I'm like, teenagers, where? She's like, they're smoking. I'm like, they're smoking. And I look out the front because we have that playground across the street from us.
Uh-huh.
Which is part of our neighborhood. It's a pavilion there. It's a playground. Obviously not for 15-year-olds. Not for five 15-year-olds vaping and like smashing their, bouncing their drunk Mountain Dew bottles on the ground and having bounce up off the pavement. Just dumb teenager shit like I would do. But I wouldn't do it in the middle of a neighborhood at 2 o'clock on a Saturday. Mm. You got to do it at night when you sneak out of the house. Don't they fucking know anything?
Come on, you noobs.
So I was like, what? Really? So I kind of lifted up the blinds and looked down. I was like, there's five of them. She's like, there's five? Yeah, there's five teenagers.
There's five of them.
Oh, one's smoking. You're right. He is smoking. He looks mean. He looks nasty. Like, what do we do? I don't know. Should we call the police? I don't know. There's five teenagers out there smoking. Oh, they're smashing something now. Oh, it's plastic. It didn't
call
break.
The authorities.
Should we call the police? Let me text Troy. My neighbor's a cop. Two doors down from me is a cop.
Uh-huh.
Troy. He was probably on duty. So I texted him. He didn't get back to me. I texted him. There's teenagers out front causing trouble. Smoking.
Loitering
on their bikes, doing wheelies on their bikes in the pavilion area. But
if one of them looked at me,
like, what do we do? I don't know. So I kind of thought, then I do this thing in my head, like these, I visualize something horrible happening. Like if my son was outside playing with the neighbor's kid and like those kids are like bouncing that Mountain Dew bottle and it bounces off the pavement and it hits Harrison in the face. And I have to go out there and restrain myself from murdering five teenagers. Like, what do you do? Like,
so you put yourself in these hypothetical situations and then you get enraged.
I need to be prepared
mentally
because this
for
will,
what's to come.
This will happen at some point. I'm going to be.
Are you manifesting it?
I don't want it to happen, but there will be a point because I can't keep my mouth shut. And a 15-year-old.
That's true.
And a fit.
I mean, I can see it happening. I can see you fight a bunch of teenagers in the street,
beating the shit out of.
I can definitely
a handful of 15, 14-year-olds
being whisked away,
grabbing
never
their
your
bikes
child again,
and throwing them over the bridge into the creek, float away in the water.
You're not bigger than that. No, that would happen.
Oh, I absolutely would do that, but not without being provoked. So if I were to go out and protect my family,
right,
and I would probably tell them to get the fuck out of here,
right,
and get lost. And if they started pushing back and they started doing a cool thing, like if he flicks his cigarette at me. You know, which has happened before. Then it's on.
If he flicks his cigarette at me.
Never had somebody flick their cigarette butt at you and hit you in the chest?
No.
The embers go flying all over the place?
No. Yeah,
that happened. I was in Troy, New York, and then the guys
Troy, New York.
If we're going to test another weapon of mass destruction in this country, like we used to test nuclear...
Would it be in Troy?
forget the Bikini Atoll. Wherever we used to do the thermonuclear testing... Troy, New York
Upstate
is
New
where
York.
They should be. Troy, New York.
But
what do you do in that situation? You're protecting if you're so your kid's getting picked on in the eyes of the law.
Self-defense.
Only if they touch you.
Right.
If they don't.
What if his cigarette butt touched you?
That's true. Then it's game on. Then I would be giving haymakers to everyone. But if it's if they're
when's
not
the last time you fought someone?
Huh?
When's the last time you fought someone? When's the last time you thrown a punch?
Well, let me just preface all this by saying I don't start fights.
You finish them.
I barely finish them. I usually get my ass kicked.
Really?
But yeah. But I will not. What's the term I'm looking for?
I don't know.
The last time I got into a fight, probably a long time ago. Yeah. Okay. Several years ago. Not since I've been in Philly.
That's good.
Yeah. Probably Providence.
You don't seem like someone that get their ass kicked. Or are you fighting bigger people or just multiple people at the same time?
Both.
Like Street Fighter?
Yeah, they're bigger and there's more of them. But they're in the wrong. And I can't allow somebody to be in the wrong if they're being, a jerk.
Yeah.
Not that I'm Batman or anything like that. But,
so what happened with these kids? Did you?
No, they left. I think somebody.
So you're picturing having to fight them. You're going through all these scenarios in your head. You're texting cops and they just left on their bikes like normal kids?
I was like, should I go out there and say something? No, don't say it. They look mean. They're nasty. Yeah,
with their Mountain Dew with their, like, and their bikes and their vapes.
He's good vaping. God.
Just my wife and I whispering to ourselves, like, looking at each other. Ooh, they look mean. Oh, God, what do we do? Looking out the window, peering through the blinds at them.
Uh-huh.
Like really just suburbanite.
This sounds
terrified.
Right.
So no, they just left. I think that.
So it was nothing.
Somebody came out and was walking their dog. One of my neighbors was, and he looked like he had like a, you know, you guys don't belong here kind of thing going on with them, and quick interaction with them. And they left. I know in our little Facebook group, our community, our neighborhood Facebook group, which my wife will not let me be a part of because she knows I'm just going to troll them all day. It was posted several times.
Oh, really?
Like, there are some teenagers like breaking bottles and smoking.
That's when you know you live in a good neighborhood, when this is the talk of the town. Yeah. A pack of teenagers drinking Mountain Dew and smoking cigarettes. Yeah. The nerve.
Yeah, no dead ends in my neighborhood. Just cul-de-sacs.
Right.
We all survived. I don't know what's going to happen in the future when this does come to fruition, where I'm going to have to.
You really are manifesting. You will fight a teenager by the end of this season of Hashtag Fatherhood.
Well, kids are so disrespectful. This was happening when we were in teenagers. I remember talking back to an adult and be like, what the fuck are you gonna do, old man?
Oh,
like,
man.
Saying shit like that. But now I feel like if you said that, the guy might just punch you in the face.
I remember racing my car around in neighborhoods.
Everyone's,
and I would
just
be
on edge now, I feel like.
Yeah,
so you're not gonna we took comfort in the fact that we were 16 and the adult, the 45-year-old guy, was probably not going to suplex us. But I've been wrong before. I feel like today they might. Like those kids that were pulling that video went out a couple of weeks ago. Those kids that were pulling pranks. They were like pretending to throw snakes into people's cars.
And what is this?
You didn't see this?
No.
This woman, they were just, it was a prank somewhere in the South. And they were pulling up, walking up, and like flagging down cars.
Uh-huh.
And like throwing fake snakes in the car and freaking out.
Fake snakes?
Fake snakes. And freaking out but you don't know what they're doing.
That's pretty good. That's a good prank.
No! The woman was driving with her kid. She's got her like baby in the front seat. And the kid, these fucking strange kids are throwing fake snakes all over the kid. these 14-year-old jerks. And the father came out and tossed one to the ground. And the dad got arrested.
Oh my God, really?
Yes, he's protecting his family. He didn't know. You don't know what who these strangers.
How did I not hear this?
Throwing into your car.
See, when we were teenagers, we would take traffic cones and block off roads and bridges, and then hide in the bushes and wait for people to drive up to it.
Oh yeah, of course. We did that with Christmas trees when they were in the garbage.
See, that was safer.
And yeah, I mean, I don't want to get into that. I don't know if the statute of limitations is up on a lot of things that I did as a teenager.
See, yeah, you're talking bad about today's youth when you were probably way worse.
Yeah, but I was the anomaly, though. I feel like more kids now, if you look at a bell curve, it's a little wider now. Fewer outliers. More kids are bad, but not as bad as I was.
You were the only bad seed.
No, there's a lot of bad seeds.
But yeah, but you're saying it's even worse now.
I'm saying if you're looking at number wise, if 10 is being the worst, horrible kid, if I was a 7 or an 8,
okay,
most other kids are probably a 1 or a 2.
Okay.
When I was, you know, in the 90s, my formidable years, if now I feel like most kids as an average are hovering around 6 or 7.
Okay.
Maybe 6. Fewer ones and twos.
Fewer ones and twos.
Fewer good kids. I don't know. That's why we have ours. We're trying to raise them to be nice.
Yeah.
Keep to yourself. Be kind. Whatever happened to, you know, do unto others as you would do to you. Or whatever that means.
Are you giving me Bible quotes now?
Treat others how you'd like to be treated.
What has happened to you? Jesus.
Whatever happened to that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Lord Jesus. What is happening?
How's Kira?
She's
with,
good.
With the thing.
K-E-I-R-A. She's great. She just had her 6-month evaluation with early intervention, her speech therapy, and she's crushing it. You know, when she first started, she was like 3 tiers below where she needed to be, and now she's like 1 tier below, but she's 3 tiers above recognition. Like, she's so aware and so so smart, so bright, so quick. She's above where she should be in terms of that. And her speech is only a little bit delayed now. She can rip off like 40 words.
Let's get it from her mother.
Yeah.
So this is solely the speech therapist?
Speech, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's crushing it. She's doing really great.
So I'm sorry. I missed that. You're throwing a lot of stats at me.
A lot of numbers. I'm a big numbers guy. She was 3 tiers below where she needed to be in terms of her speech when she started.
For her age.
For her age. Yeah. Now she's just 1 tier. Like, she's really catching up within 6 months.
So she's like,
we're at the process
where
now.
She should be.
Pretty much. We're at the point where it's a matter of like, how much longer are we going to be doing this for before, you know, we're just good, you know?
Yeah. Good.
So,
and what is she, 2.5 now?
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. So
almost a teenager.
She's come a long way. She just needed a little push in the right direction. And, you know, we've been having her meet with her speech instructor. She comes to the house once a week, every Wednesday, and it's an hour session. And she, we get like homework once a week of like what words or like what exercises to really be like pushing that week. And so she picks things up so fast. She's so smart.
Good.
Yeah. So everything's going great there. In fact, she did something really cute. It doesn't involve words, but her head bumped into mine while we were playing. And you know how toddler heads are. Like, they're
like rocks.
They're boulders, right? Like, it doesn't affect them, but man, it hurt me. Like, her head, her dome hit like my eye socket. And I swear, I had a migraine all day.
Yep.
And it didn't affect her at all. But I was like, he gave dad a boo-boo.
What's funny is you're exactly right. If they're doing that with the head thing,
the
head butting thing that they do a lot of, because they jerk around. If they're sitting in your lap, he'll just go like, bah!
Right.
And like, you know, thrust to his hips to the air.
Like, but that's not even allowed in UFC.
His head goes flying back and hits you in the, it's always the eye socket.
Always the eye or the nose.
And you'll get a little bruise, but they're fine.
They're fine. They don't even know anything even happened.
No.
And I was like, Kira, I was like, I think you gave dad a boo-boo. She gets up. We're in our room, mommy and daddy's room, right? She gets out, like, and now she can open up doors, by the way.
Isn't that terrifying?
It's so terrifying. Yeah. So she gets up, she opens the door. I'm like, who the hell are you? It's like 14 years old all of a sudden. Opens the door.
Seen in Jurassic Park with a velociraptor.
Yes, she's a little velociraptor.
Like, oh, shit.
Yeah, she's here. So she gets up, opens the door, leaves the bedroom, closes the door. I'm like, where'd you go, Kira? Where'd you go? I can hear her run back in, open the door, close the door. She comes back with Band-Aids for my head.
Oh,
how amazing is that?
That's great.
So, I mean, she broke into the bathroom. Went into the cabinet, which this is all terrifying, right?
Yes.
This is all new developments.
It's better that she brings you the Band-Aids for your boo-boo than, you know, a gallon of bleach.
Right. Yeah. I was thankful she didn't go for the bleach. No. So now, like, this is she just started doing this, but this is the only time she did the Band-Aid bit. And I was like, that's really freaking cute.
Maybe she was just preparing you for the next time you guys go to the Lord of the Flies brewery play pit.
Right.
This has been Hashtag Fatherhood on Odyssey.
Well, you figured after 40 episodes, you might get my daughter's name right.